علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. I congratulate all of you on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, one of the very great personalities in the history of Islam and the second Imam of the Muslim world, and a personality really whose life was full of blessings and goodness and beauty. And all of us can take lessons from his lifestyle and his ability to be kind and just and loving towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even at times be able to deal with his enemies in such a way that his enemies would become his friends, and those who would harm him would at the end become the best and loyal of companions towards him. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this auspicious day and in the holy month of Ramadan, we are able to take benefit from the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and especially from the beautiful presence of Imam Hassan alayhi salam in our lives.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we were talking about the discussion that we had on leadership and management, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the fact that a community at certain points in time faces certain issues called fitna or confusions, or states whereby their vision is clogged and they are not able to see properly. In that situation, there is a confusion whereby they cannot see the straight path. It's very important for us to try and analyze these issues with examples. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَتَثَبَّتُوا فِي قَتَامِ الْعِشْوَةِ. He says that be firm when these dark clouds or these, these dust particles overwhelm you and you cannot see properly, and you are in a state of confusion. You should be careful that you don't lose the path. One of the examples that we have is that at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin, for instance, it's as if it seems like Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to prepare these people for a fitna that was coming. One of those fitnas could be the Battle of Siffin. In the Battle of Siffin, Muawiyah used various tricks to confuse the people. One of his tricks was that he raised the Holy Quran on the spears, saying that we are ready. You're fighting against who? You're fighting against a person who believes in the Quran, and that we are here to uphold the Quran. And then if you're fighting us, it's as if you're fighting the Quran, and things like that. That was the argument that Muawiyah had in this process. Now, a person who would look at this situation, definitely, if a person is a bit simple-minded, would get confused, because that other side is holding the Quran. And what about us? We are also saying we want the Quran. So why don't we just, you know, forget about our differences and, you know, hug them and let us get together. And that was the plan that Muawiyah had, to produce and to portray a picture of closeness towards the teachings of the Quran and to cause confusion in the minds of the people.
Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, coming back to our discussion on the Battle of Siffin and the confusion that Muawiyah had caused in the minds of the people through this plan of raising the Quran on the spears, unfortunately, a large number of people in the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam, they turned against Imam Ali alayhi salam. They said that, look, Muawiyah is also ready to uphold the Quran, and you are also fighting to apply the teachings of the Quran. So what is wrong? Just get together. Not realizing that the Quran is a piece of paper. It is the one who interprets the Quran, the one who teaches the Quran, the one who explains the Quran, that can sway the minds of the people towards a certain direction. So Imam Ali alayhi salam told them clearly that I am the Quran that speaks, Quranul Natiq. The Quran is mixed with my blood and flesh. I have lived the Quran. I have lived with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all his life, and I took care of him, and I was there at all the different and important occasions where Islam was in danger, and I know exactly how to apply the Quran's teachings in different scenarios and times. And this is completely against the situation of Muawiyah, because Muawiyah, from first, did not have his very special position next to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not a very respected individual. Rather, we have some negative narrations with regards to Muawiyah, which were very apparent even in the important books of the Sunnis and Shias. These things are clear. Many of the Sunni scholars also, they reprimand Muawiyah for committing some various, very heinous crimes against individuals. So his situation is clear. So the Quran that he is trying to show is not the Quran that is really what is intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a sweet fitna. If a person was to stick to the firm teachings, then they would be saved from the confusions that were caused. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه. العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه